Are you looking for ways to strengthen your marriage? Would you like to raise children you enjoy being around? Do you long for a peaceful, orderly home that's a blessing to everyone who comes through its doors? Then you've come to the right place. I'm Jennifer Flanders, a Bible-believing, homeschooling mother to 12 and host of the Loving Life at Home podcast. Join me as we discover what God's Word has to say about marriage, motherhood, and minding the things that matter most. Hello, friend. Welcome to episode 20 of Loving Life at Home. I am so glad you're here today. Today's topic is home shows and show homes. But before I get into that, now that Thanksgiving is officially over, I think that I am in the clear to talk about decorating for Christmas. And I know this is a very controversial subject. Some people think that you absolutely should never decorate for Christmas until after Thanksgiving has passed. But now that it has, I'm going to confess to you that not only did I decorate before Thanksgiving, I put up one tree before Halloween was even here. One of the things that I like most about decorating for Christmas is all the memories that are associated with the different things that we bring out at Christmas time. I talked in the last episode a little bit about one of our family's favorite traditions, which is rereading all of our old Christmas letters aloud each year to the children. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that next week. But this week, I want to talk about the fact that pulling out all those Christmas decorations is like pulling out my memories and dusting them off and reliving them anew. Even on our Christmas tree, a lot of the things that we hang on as ornaments really aren't ornaments at all. For instance, I put on a baby shoe when we had just bought a brand new pair of leather shoes for my son when he was just learning to walk. Very stiff leather. I would never do that now, but back then, that's what they thought that children needed on their feet when they were learning how to walk. And so I had this very stiff little high-topped white shoe, a pair of them that we had put on him before we headed to Oklahoma. I'm not sure what time of year this trip to Oklahoma took place. I was thinking it was Christmas, but it was warm enough, which this is not unheard of in Texas, that we were driving with the windows down because at that time we drove a car that had no air conditioner. So we had the windows down, and somewhere between Dallas and Sulphur, one of those shoes of my son's got pulled off of his foot and thrown out the window, best I can tell, because when we got there, there was only one left to be found. And I think he must have deposited the other along the way. So I had this brand new little leather shoe that I put on the Christmas tree every year, and it reminds me of that incident. We also have some little cross-stitch pins that my sister made for us, little badges to wear on our honeymoon that say, just married. I hang those on the Christmas tree. We have corsages from baby showers back when they used silk flowers for their corsages, package decorations from wedding gifts, some real brightly colored polished rocks that we bought on our first trip to the Grand Canyon. We hang those on the tree too. We have seashells from visits to the beach and silver cups that our babies used when they were little, and tiny little wreaths made from sweet gum balls that we gathered at a family reunion in Oklahoma, and lots and lots and lots of handmade ornaments that our kids have made over the years. So just taking out those ornaments and remembering all those different milestones in our life is a sweet, sweet thing to do at Christmas. And so that's one of the things I look forward to. And I've read some recent research that indicates that people who decorate for Christmas early are actually happier. I think that may be not just because the decorations themselves are bright and festive and put you in a good mood, but because when the holidays hit and all the hectic things that go on during the holidays, you have already gotten that off your plate. So I like to get it off my plate early, but I also really love the lights and the red and green. So I do like to decorate early. I'm also one of those people that don't think it's too early to start listening to Christmas music long before Thanksgiving. In fact, I keep a Bing Crosby Christmas CD in my car year round, and it is not unheard of, especially when I'm driving alone, for me to crank that thing up in the middle of 110 degree weather in July and sing about walking in a winter of wonderland, or it came up on a midnight clear, or I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. So I really am one of those people that like to get an early start. So today's topic, home shows and show homes. I don't know what they do in your neck of the woods, but down here in the South, we like to have lots of home shows. And I'm not just talking about homes that that are on the market, you know, houses that are maybe new builds that are standing empty that you're invited to look at as a prospective buyer. I'm talking about people who live in a house and they get it all decorated for the holidays and they open their doors for a good cause and they'll sell tickets to raise money for one charity or another, and you get to go around and visit, you know, 5 or 6 homes in an evening. And my mother and I always loved to do that in Dallas. We would go to at least 1 or 2 home shows every Christmas together, and we'd get lots of great ideas about decorating our own house by looking at how other people decorated their house, which I know Christmas is not just about decorating, but decking the halls and welcoming in the season is a fun part of it and something that creates great memories, or did for me at least. So we would go to these home shows and we'd just be walking from one end to the other of these big spacious homes with our mouths agape at all the wonderful decor. Some of them would have Christmas trees in every room and everything would be so bright and festive. I just loved it. Sometimes they would even have the outdoors decorated quite a bit also. And I remember one time going through one of these home shows with my mom, and she was so busy taking in all the beautiful outdoor decorations on the back patio that she did not realize the family had a swimming pool, and she stepped right off into the middle of the swimming pool while she was looking at the decorations. Fortunately, they had a pool cover on, so she only sunk about ankle deep into this pool, but she did have to kind of slosh around for the rest of the afternoon in a wet leather heel. So once I moved to Tyler, I continued the tradition of going to these home shows. There was one that the Women's University Auxiliary used to put on every year, and a friend of mine and I went the very first year I moved to Tyler. We went together, and we would visit as we would drive between houses. And at one house, they were trying to give us detailed instructions as to how to get to the next house because it was a little bit tricky. And they told us it's all lit up at the top of this hill, so you'll just park and walk on up the steps and go in. And so we found a house that was all lit up at the top of a hill, and we did park and went on in. There was a note on the door that said, come on in, and so that's what we did. And mind you, this was the first home show that I had ever been to in Tyler. Back in Dallas, you'd sometimes, at the very last house, they would have refreshments, okay? They'd have punch and cookies, maybe, that you could enjoy and visit a little bit before you completed the tour. Well, I walked into this house, and not only did they have punch and cookies, but they had a whole table spread full of food that looked delicious, and they had a live musician playing carols in the den. And so I stepped through the door and fell into line between some ladies that were going to refill their plates. I resisted the urge to fill my plate right then and just walked on through the kitchen and into the den that was empty at the time and started just admiring all the decorations in the den. Meanwhile, my friend, who was standing back at the entryway looking for the person that normally stamps your ticket, couldn't find anybody on hand and realized we had probably come to a house that actually was not on the tour. She started to suspect that was the case, and so she tried to, as discreetly as she could, track me down and make me aware of the fact that we were probably in the wrong place. But by the time she found me, the hostess had spotted both of us and made her way over to us and said, I don't believe I have met you before. And so we kind of stammered an introduction before excusing ourselves and left. And when we got out to the front porch, we realized that not only were we at the wrong house, we were on the wrong street. I don't know how we managed to get so far off course, but the reverse has also happened. Another year, I visited a home that really was on the home tour, but I had a hard time shaking the feeling that I'd come to the wrong place because it was almost as if the owners weren't expecting us. Like, you're here for the open house tonight? I thought that thing was next week. Not that the home wasn't lovely, it was, but unlike most of the private residences that we toured during these holiday fundraisers, this house had dirty dishes in the sink and newspapers scattered over the bedroom floor and little sticky handprints all over the bathroom mirrors. In other words, this house looked lived in. Moreover, the folks who lived there were still there. They hadn't been spirited away for the duration of the tour, as was usually the custom. The owners of all those sticky little fingers spent the evening sprawled across three sofas in their living room watching television, seemingly oblivious to the steady stream of people that were parading through their home. And I'm not sure where the mother was that night, but if I had spotted her, I would have shaken her hand, because she did me a huge favor, and possibly many of the other ticket holders as well. She demonstrated unselfconscious hospitality. Because the truth is, there's a big difference between entertaining and showing hospitality. If she were worried about what others might think of her housekeeping, it certainly didn't show, and it certainly didn't keep her from opening her home for a good cause. Personally, I used to get really uptight whenever I was expecting company. I would clean and scrub and polish and organize, and sometimes even sew and paint and landscape for weeks in advance, snapping at anyone and everyone who got in my way or undid my work, which was pretty frequent with as many little children as I had at the time. I was much more of a Martha than a Mary, and I consequently missed out on many opportunities for sweet fellowship and joyful service and gentle encouragement. But over the years, God changed my attitude, and I learned a better way. Maybe that home show assured me that the world wouldn't come to a screeching halt if I opened my house to guests when it was less than picture perfect. Maybe adding 8 or 9 more children to the mix convinced me that having a picture perfect home is not my highest goal anyway. I still love to have people in my home. I still love to entertain, or maybe I should say I love to extend hospitality. And I still love to tackle big projects before I do, racing the clock to see how much I can finish before the big event. My husband has always agreed to let me host different things in our home because he loves the fact I get so much accomplished and so many neglected chores finished before the people start to arrive. The difference is that now I do it with a smile on my face and a song in my heart and a lot of helpers, young and old, at my side. And if the guests survive before we finish loading the dishwasher or planting the pansies or painting the baseboards, we just leave the work for another day, grateful for what we did accomplish, but happy to take a break and fellowship with good friends who, after all, have come to see us and not our house. Thanks so much for listening today. If you have a question you'd like to hear covered on this podcast, message me on Instagram at Flanders_family or contact me through my website, lovinglifeathome.com. Before you go, if you've been encouraged by something you've heard on the show, do me a favor and forward the link to a friend, or head over to Loving Life at Home on Apple iTunes to subscribe and leave a written review of the show. Your doing so will help others find me so they can listen too. Until next time, I pray the Lord will bless your efforts to build a loving home life centered on Him.